Jeffrey Hatcher's plays Get Around. They've been staged in the U.S., Britain, Germany, Greece, Australia, Japan, and other places. It's likely one of his plays has been performed in your town. Minnesota Public Radio's Marianne Combs reports that Hatcher may well be the most popular playwright you've never heard of.
Jeff Hatcher started work as a playwright in fifth grade when his teacher asked the students to choose a play to do in class.
And the teacher thought we'd all say, "The Duck Goes Home," or "Me and My Cow." And I'd just seen the Olivier version of Hamlet on television, so I stuck my hand up and I said, "We should do Hamlet." So if you're a grade school teacher, you can't say no to somebody doing Hamlet. You got to say, "All right." And she said, "But the bit is this, you've got to be able to do it in the space of one class period," which was 45 or 50 minutes. So I immediately had to go home and find a way to cut Hamlet, which, you know, is a five-hour play.
With the help of the Classics Illustrated version and his mom, Hatcher wrote his first adaptation. The teacher liked it so much he was asked to write an adaptation of A Christmas Carol, in which Hatcher played Scrooge. In high school and college, he continued acting, specializing in middle-aged Englishmen. Hatcher soon gave up acting to write and eventually wrote his own story for a middle-aged Englishman. Complete Female Stage Beauty is about Edward Kynaston, the 17th century actor who was celebrated in London for playing the roles of Desdemona, Juliet, and other Shakespearean women, until King Charles declared that women themselves should be allowed to perform on stage.
"I changed the law because it was time for a change. Balance the scales. Give the girls a chance. Besides, it's sop to the church. The priests always preached against boys playing women, said it led to effeminacy and sodomy. So we say there, see? New law. No more boys in dresses. Just girls flashing tits. Happy now?"
Hatcher's writing career took off when he moved to Minnesota to take advantage of a fellowship. That was in 1987. He's still here. He worked for a while at the Minneapolis Playwright Center and wrote original plays for regional theater. But Hatcher got his foot in the door at the nationally known Guthrie Theater by writing an adaptation of a French play. He says writing different types of theater is a good strategy for building a career, and he also just likes the work. It's helped him to become a more flexible playwright. Three viewings consists of three monologues, one of them the story of a mortician's unrequited love.
"Tessie said, 'I hate you today, and I think there's hope.' Oh, she said, 'You're terrible. I hate you.' And then she slapped me, just my lower arm across the table next to the coffee cup. Her fingers brushed my wrist near the watch, skin to skin. I almost jumped. Just red face, adrenaline, dizziness, vertigo. Just a touch on my wrist, which has happened to me before, this sort of thing. It goes away. I let it run its course. It lasts a few weeks. This one is in its 11th month."
The object of his affection eventually dies. One of Hatcher's trademarks is his penchant for plot twists and a punch at the end. He also likes laughs. Good and Plenty is about Mr. Miller, who comes back to teach at his high school, much to the chagrin of his former social studies teacher, Mrs. Dunlop, who is now his colleague.
"Mr. Miller, ever since you were 16 years old, I have disliked you more than I can possibly say. When I learned you were going to be teaching here, my heart sank and my bile rose. You started full of high ideals, and you ended planting drugs in little girls' lockers. You began a cocky, self-righteous prig, and you ended up a shrunken, humiliated wreck. You've grown up."
In Good and Plenty, actors play two parts, sometimes spinning around in mid-sentence to assume another personality. Hatcher says coming up with different approaches to playwriting keeps it interesting.
"I mean, there are a lot of writers, and great ones, whose work sounds like no one else. You can identify a mammoth line in about two sentences. Same with Pinter or Williams or any of those guys. But after a while, they do start to write the same thing over and over and over again. And that's why it's fairly easy to parody them. But I feel that by shifting gears into wholly different kinds of plays, I'm able to keep all the gears well greased and generate a little bit more energy every time I shift."
Jeff writes plays like the rest of us put on socks.
St. Paul Pioneer Press theater critic Dominic Papatola says Hatcher's ability for shifting gears is admirable. He says Hatcher seems to genuinely love the theater. He remembers last summer when the playwright wrote and performed a one-man show in the Minnesota Fringe Festival.
"I'm here to tell you that Jeff Hatcher does not have to do the Minnesota Fringe Festival. He certainly doesn't have to write a 30-minute monologue, and he certainly does not have to memorize it and perform it by his lonesome. But the fact that he did that speaks to the fact that there's still a lot of joy in what he does. I'm sure he makes a very good living, but I don't think he does it for the money. But by the same token, I don't think he just does it for the art either. I think he is an almost perfect meld of a guy who likes what he does and does what he likes. And I think that's very enviable. I think we should all wish we were Jeff Hatcher.
There are certainly a number of theater directors who wish there were more Jeff Hatchers. Jack O'Brien is artistic director of the Old Globe Theater in San Diego, where Complete Female Stage Beauty is now being performed. O'Brien says he thoroughly enjoys working with a playwright who's so flexible with his writing.
Jeffrey seems to serve the material primarily, and himself as artist secondarily. Now that sounds like a left-handed compliment, and maybe it is, but I think that his excitement and his commitment to his material is so visceral that he changes shape.
Hatcher realizes this means people may not recognize his name from one play to the next, but it does get his work on stage.
I like the fact that I can work in a big regional theater like the Guthrie, or in an off-Broadway theater, or in a show that's on the way to Broadway. And I like the idea, too, that I can be driving someplace and I pass some church and it says, "This Weekend, Scotland Road by Jeffrey Hatcher." And I think there's some nice teacher playing the old lady, and there's probably some nice young man who wants to get out of that small town someday who's playing the lead. And it's just nice to know that you sit in your office in your bathrobe typing this stuff up, and a couple of years later, somebody's doing it in some community theater. It's a lovely thought.
Jeffrey Hatcher estimates that last year alone, his plays were staged 75 times. In addition to Complete Female Stage Beauty, now at the Old Globe in San Diego, Mercy of a Storm opened at the City Theater in Pittsburgh last week, and Pierre opens in Denver in May. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Combs in St. Paul.